The Cardinals trying to snap a 7-game losing streak, taking on the Phillies. They send Michael Wacha to the hill for this one. We pick it up in the third. 1-0 Philadelphia looking for more with Aaron Altherr at the dish.
And the 0-2 pitch. Altherr swings and hits it deep right field. Going back, Piscotty towards the wall, and it's out of his reach. It bangs off the base of the wall and rolls away from Piscotty. Joseph will score. Altherr is into third. He's got a triple, and the Phillies have a 2-0 lead.
Ellickson with a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a liner. Pass Fernandez with a center field base hit. The game is tied. Jerko shoots one up the middle. And it's 2-2. 2-2. Swing and a high fly ball deep left center field. This one is gone. Home run for Aledmys Díaz. His sixth of the season. And the Cardinals take their first lead of the night here in the bottom of the fifth. It's a 3-2 St. Louis lead. The 2-2. Swing and a high hopper to second. Charging Wong. He gloves it shoulder high. Throws the first. Knapp is retired. And there is the first 1-2-3 inning of the night. A shutdown inning for Wacha. The tying run is 90 feet away now with a couple of cracks at it. With the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. The stretch, the 1-2. Swung on and poked down the line. Falling fast, diving for it. And bam, catches it. And the ball game ends. Tommy Pham lays out on the warning track along the line and left. He makes the catch, and the Cardinals hang on for a 3-2 win.
The Cardinals snap a 7-game skid, taking a 3-2, capped by Seung-Hwan Oh notching his 14th save. Michael Wacha gets the win, allowing 2 runs and 6 innings of work. Phillies come up short against the Cardinals. Manager Pete McKinnon spoke after.
Ellickson, 10 hits. He dodged bullets all night, but he pitched his way out of it when he had to. He hung a changeup for the home run. I liked Fien. He looked good. He was very efficient with his pitches, threw strikes, good cutter. Saw a good cutter, got a lot of ground balls. Altherr, outstanding game. Hustle, that gave us that opportunity in the ninth, hustling for a double on that thing. We just couldn't get him in. We had a couple chances to score a run with a man on third and less than 2 outs, didn't get the guy in. So. Kendrick made a nice diving catch, big play, and that's all she wrote.
Did you get a good look at that play to end the game from where you were?
I could see it, and he made a heck of a catch. I thought when he hit it, I thought for sure it was going to go down the line and give us a run in and a man on second, but he made a heck of a play. And Freddie did a good job not trying to do too much with 2 strikes and went the other way and just couldn't capitalize.
What do you make of Ellickson's performance? You said the 10 hits. It's kind of like he
was up in the zone. He made some bad pitches with his changeup, gave up a lot of hits, but really bared down when he had to and held him to 3 runs. So, you know.
Is it kind of an emotional letdown, though, when he can't put up a shutdown to the team?
Yeah, it's always, you know, we're trying to win games. And
the third inning?
Yeah. You know, third inning, it's early in the game, but you always want to shut down inning. He pitched, I guess you could say he pitched well enough to win, but he also pitched well enough to lose, and we just couldn't score.
On the missed opportunities, runners in scoring position, opportunities, anything about approach or the way you went about it, or is it just a night where the hits just didn't happen?
Well, it just didn't happen. I mean, I would like to see the hitters handle the bat a little better with situations like that. Situational hitting, I think we need to improve on. Like Freddie did, you know, he had a couple of good swings trying to do damage early, then he got the 2 strikes and really just dropped the head on the ball and gave us a chance to score. That ball was line drive down the line, and their guy made a great catch.
Didn't see that with Knapp the at-bat before?
Yeah, he had 2 opportunities to drive the guy in, didn't do it. You know, and those are opportunities you can't afford to not capitalize on. So, you know, it's all part of the game. And as it turns out, in a one-run game especially, it matters.
The ball at Altherr in the third, what was your take on it? Was that, it looked like it was probably catchable, but it was hit pretty hard.
I thought it was an error.
You did, okay. Yeah.
You know, he usually makes that play easily.
Jeremy Hellickson took the loss, allowing 3 runs in 6 frames.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think shutdown innings are huge. I mean, especially the way, you know, Walker was throwing the ball in the bullpen they have. I think first 4 batters, you know, I don't think I executed a pitch that I wanted. You know, even the Piscotty fly ball was, you know, a bad curveball, but just didn't execute, you know, that inning. Better than that, I felt like everything was pretty good. Fastball was down. Off-speed was good. You know, just took advantage of my mistakes.
So you feel like you're maybe taking a step forward from maybe what you've been doing the last few weeks? Do you see progress, or are you still kind of searching for it a little
bit? No, I mean, I just got to keep the ball in the yard. You know, I think, you know, even the last few games have been good till this, you know, sixth inning. You know, gave up, you know, a couple 2-run homers. Wasn't attacking like I was early. You know, today I kind of went back to that. Not that I wasn't trying to attack the last few games, but command was a lot better today. And like I said, just fastball was down for the most part, and so the off speed was a little better.
Pete said that you pitched well enough to win, but you also did just enough to get beat. Is that kind of a fair way to look at tonight?
Yeah, I guess. I got to keep it a tie ball game. You know, like I said, the way Walker's thrown and in the bullpen they got, you know, I got to, you know, 5th, 6th inning tie ball game, I got to keep it there. So, I felt like I threw the ball well, just not good enough.
Up next, the series against the Cardinals continues on Saturday with Nick Pivetta on the hill.